Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're off and running here tonight, and it is a big night. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 is on the air. Tonight, as always, I want your opinion at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Welcome in, everybody, and I'm your loyal servant, Glenn Davis, ready to talk your game here tonight on ESPN 97.5. I don't care if you call it football, fuchiball, calcio. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. It's your game, and it's time for you to step up tonight. So get out from behind the computer and have a take here tonight. As always, Tyler behind the glass here tonight. Tyler, thanks as always for being such a big asset. Dave Philpott helping out also with the interviews. So, the A-Team is here tonight. 713-780-3776. We stream at ESPN975.com. So European League's getting back into the swing after the international break. Major League Soccer down to the wire. The Dynamo officially out of the playoffs now after a 1-1 draw with Seattle. I would love your thoughts and opinions on that one, if, in fact, you were at that game. So let's talk the Dynamo final home game. And let's see what your thoughts are on that. So 713-780-3776 again is the number to call in here tonight. Clint Dempsey in Seattle. My first initial thought is, man, where was the urgency from that team? I won't be surprised if Seattle doesn't get into the playoffs. CR7 breaks the Real Madrid goal-scoring record of Raul. Interesting there, though, because he does it in far less games. Memphis Depay of Manchester United. Yeah, he's only 21 years old. There's some real weird claims about him and his arrogance and things like that. He's only a 21-year-old, but we'll talk a little bit about Memphis Depay tonight as well. Manchester City will visit Manchester United this weekend, so City and United fans, I'd love to get some of your early thoughts on that. Our guests on the show tonight, former Scottish international, play for Chelsea as well, Craig Burley. Paul Tenorio of the Orlando Sentinel will be calling into the show later on. Santino Quaranta, who is the color analyst for DC United, who have gotten into the playoffs. Santino will join us. He's also a former DC United player. And Owen Coyle, the Dynamo manager here tonight on the needs of the future. And this is an interview you're not going to want to miss because there's some really good commentary and transparency here from Owen Coyle on what's going on. I want to give you a quick reminder. FC Dallas and the New York Red Bulls. One of their managers is going to be named the coach of the year in Major League Soccer, hands down. Both of those teams are playing for the Supporters Shield atop the Eastern and Western Conference. And guess what? They're the two teams in Major League Soccer that have the lowest player salary budgets. So think about that. New York Red Bulls and FC Dallas. And by the way, the Red Bulls were taking money out of that team because they, from what I understand, are trying to sell the New York Red Bulls. And there they sit, going into the final weekend with a chance to win the Supporter Shield. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Article in the Seattle Times. And here's the headline of the article. It's a headline you've never heard here in Houston because we absolutely have no healthy pressure from the Houston Chronicle or anybody down here when it comes really to mainstream media. And that's a whole nother story. Here's the headline of the article that is written by Matt Pence, who we will have on the show next week. The headline of the article is, "Has Clint Dempsey been worth the Sounders' investment?" Think about that. Now, that's what you call healthy pressure. And the article goes on to talk about Dempsey, and there's a poll in there Has he been valuable to the team when he plays? No, he's not fully committed. Maybe he'll be worth it if they win the MLS Cup. Pretty incredible. These are the types of articles that we need. We don't get any of that down here. We don't get an article from the Houston Chronicle talking about ownership of the Houston Dynamo and should there be local ownership. We don't get any articles from the Houston Chronicle or mainstream media about the striker position for the Houston Dynamo and where it goes in the future. Is it time to move away from a target striker and move into having somebody who's a deeper threat behind defenses? Or can you have both? The transition and changing of the team and the real history of what's going on here. None of it. There's nothing cutting edge. And in order for the sport to grow, it has to go cutting edge. Do you agree or disagree? 713-780-3776. I did a Google Hangout interview with Chris Kennedy and asked real questions, and Chris was excellent and answered them all. But they were there for you, the fan, to decide upon your soccer club. Did you hear the interview? But there were real questions in there. It was an interview unlike any that's ever been done before, quite frankly. I'm not blowing my own smoke here, but we have to ask the real questions. Is Kubo Torres the designated player? Is his team going to be built around him? Because that's usually what's done with designated players. Is there local ownership in our future here? How do we get more butts and seats with these people that aren't using tickets? These are all legitimate questions that hardly anybody ever talks about. Now, it may be because mainstream media is yet to understand the value of the immense soccer community that's here in Houston. And it's global. It's international. That's the other thing. But anyway, the Dempsey article was refreshing. And there are fans that are questioning Clint Dempsey. And you know what? He's fair game like anybody else. And he's had the pressure before. He didn't look like he was really that up for it here in Houston, that's for sure. 713-780-3776. He hasn't been that up for it with the U.S., although in his defense, U.S. never had the ball against Mexico, so I don't know how you can find his feet unless you're hoping for one miraculous moment. So these are all good questions here tonight. Healthy pressure, markets in Major League Soccer. It looks like Seattle has it. And a lot of times, it's delivered because you got one really passionate writer about the sport of soccer. It's really following the team and the ins and outs and doesn't want to just give you the company line. And it's important for the growth of the sport. It's important that we talk about the Dynamo players out of contract. Ricardo Clark, Will Bruin, Tyler Derrick. Are these guys you want back, Houston fans? Talk to me. Dynamo fans. Or are we playing to the same group consistently? Because if we are, we got to break out and bring more people to the party. 713-780-3776 is the number here tonight. 713-780-3776. So we can talk Memphis Depay. Cristiano Ronaldo, 30 years of age, scores his 324th goal for Real Madrid. We can talk Neymar, stepping up in the absence of Lionel Messi, hit for four in La Liga, coming of age. Michel Platini back in the news about the $2 million Swiss franc payment that he got. That's very interesting. It was called, quote, a gentleman's agreement. Pedro at Chelsea. Everybody went through the moon after Pedro's first game, but not me. I knew this was going to be a tough transition for Pedro because of the physical nature of the Premier League. He's an excellent footballer, but his style is going to be challenged to adapt to the Premier League. There's no doubt about it with Chelsea. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll start it off tonight with Braxton. Braxton, what do you have on your mind here tonight? Okay, I don't think Braxton. Braxton, you there?
Hey, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Just a quick note, and then I'll hang up and listen. I just wanted to say that I think Clint Dempsey's work, I'm not a major soccer fan, but when I've watched him speak for itself, and I think any team that picks him up would be lucky to have him based on his abilities, you know, coach, you know, to be a leader off the court, so to speak, and also offer experience lessons, and also be a valid thing on the field. we all laughed whenever we didn't take Donovan to the World Cup, and Dempsey sure has contributed in the past. So I think any team that picks him up is a
Well, let me just tell you, he has been picked up. He's on Seattle. He gets $4.6 million a year. He's only scored one goal since May. And the reason I bring this up is because there's a great article in the Seattle Times by a guy named Matt Pence talking about, has Clint Dempsey been worth the Sounders' investment? He's talking to the people in Seattle because there are grumblings in their fan base. And I see this as only healthy. This is reminding us that the sport is arriving. But it's also healthy that this writer decided to take this topic on instead of, you know, do the gloves off thing, which we have here in Houston.
Sure, absolutely. And I appreciate the show. Thank you so much for taking my call. And your opinion is, you know, good. I love it. Thank you so much.
Braxton, thank you very much for the phone call. So, again, I'm as big a Clint Dempsey fan as there is. I love the edge the kid has. The guy has. He's not a kid anymore. He's a man. Grew up in Nacogdoches. There's great Texas ties. There's something just stripped down about Dempsey and raw that I love about his game. I don't think there's any question. But when we talk about investment now, is the Seattle Sounders getting the return of the investment on the field? 713-780-3776, because I'll tell you what, they didn't look like a very urgent team here in Houston. They're on the edge because they're fighting along with San Jose and Kansas City for that final spot with Sporting. Clint Dempsey's got 8 goals and 9 assists, but he hasn't had much in the latter stages here. 713-780-3776. There's something that needs to be jump-started with Clint Dempsey. And by the way, if he gets jump-started, he's a guy who can carry you to an MLS Cup. I don't think there's any question. But what drives him now is what we want to know at 32 years of age. He's got a boatload of money that he's earned. He has had hamstring problems. I don't think there's any question. Tough game for him and Jozy Altidore to be sort of questioned in the Mexico game because they certainly didn't get on the ball a lot. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776 is a number. Has Clint Dempsey in Seattle been worth the investment? That's what the article was in the Seattle Times by Matt Pence. You're going to enjoy the interview tonight with Owen Coyle because I'm going to ask him about a number of things. And, of course, if, in fact, the future for the Dynamo holds a number 10. 713-780-3776. Raphael, you are up on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Raphael?
I'm good. I didn't get to see Dempsey play this week, but I have seen his games before, and I was one of the guys that when he left Europe, I was pretty upset because I thought that's what was launching the United States name into a little more greatness. But I haven't seen the full investment. I think, the fans of Seattle should be a little upset of what they've seen from him because he was doing pretty good in Tottenham and also in Fulham.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question I'm putting out there. Has he lived up to the hype and, you know, in relation to the amount of money he's making? Now, look, I'm sure off the field he's selling jerseys and other things like that. But on the field, what is happening? And why I say this is healthy is because this is an article that poses that question. And these are the types of articles. And this is the headline of the article. Has Clint Dempsey been worth the Sounders investment? It doesn't get any cleaner and raw than that. And these are the types of articles that we don't ever get on soccer here in the city of Houston. And we got to move towards that in the future because it's better for the organization. It holds them to the fire. It holds players, coaches. And the players and coaches know this is only going to help popularize their sport.
Yeah, it's going to put responsibility on their end. I love to see, I think you asked if we wanted to see the guys like Ricardo Clark and Brad Davis, all those guys come back. I would love to see them come back. I would love to see all of them retire in a Dynamo jersey, but we have to look forward to kind of the future. What is it that we have going far? Because, you know, we might not have Brad Davis for another couple of years. That might be the end of it.
Listen, everybody's career has to end at some point.
Yeah.
And, And I think it's going to be fascinating in the offseason because the change is not, it's not over. And Owen Coyle will tell you that tonight on the program. And he also told me that he is not afraid to make hard decisions. So it's an interview you want to listen to at the back end of the second hour.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for having me on. I hope to hear from the coach.
All right, Rafael, thank you very much.
Anytime.
So Rafael calling in there, talking about Clint Dempsey. You know, part of this piece is about this element that is always needed, and that's called healthy pressure. And I know I bang the drum on it a lot, but, you know, it tires me sometimes not to hear us having deeper, harder discussions about the sport and, you know, all these pieces that are, you know, for instance, Giles Barnes. And I love Giles to death, and he is an electric soccer player. He was electric at the beginning of this year. It's his first time ever juggling his club play with international play. He came back, and he struggled. Let's face it. Whether it's an Achilles, whether it's injury, fatigue, he has struggled. The second part of his MLS season, there's been no impact. And if there was, the Dynamo might be in the playoffs. Even with the team this year, which I said, quite frankly, it's an overachievement if they get in the playoffs with all the change that's going on. But he's been pretty much MIA. And the minute you thought he was turning the corner, it's not. And he's obviously beaten down. He's had injuries. He's been targeted physically. I don't think there's any question. But if we want to have a discussion about this, somehow we have to find a way to have a Giles Barnes impact year long. Half a year is not good enough, obviously. It doesn't get you in the playoffs. And he's one of the unique game-changing players the Houston Dynamo have. Now, I'll take you to Sebastian Giovinco. Who played with Italy, helped him get into the Euros, got on a plane, got home, and made sure that Greg Vanney, the coach of Toronto, knew that he wanted to be available to play in the game when he came home. And what does he do? He comes off the bench and scores what may be the goal of the year, weaving like a slalom skier down a mountain in Austria, in and out of players, producing an exquisite finish. This is your league MVP, hands down, with all due respect to Kai Kamara, who's had an unbelievable year. These are factors, and these are the types of discussions and topics we need to be getting into. And you soccer fans have got to drive it. 713-780-3776. Let's hit the phone lines again. Tyler, get me Matt, please. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5.
Glenn, thanks for taking my call. I got a couple of things. One, I was at the game on Sunday, and I will say Clint Dempsey, I had never seen him live before. He kind of struck me as disinterested is not the word, but it's kind of, I mean, I don't know. He just didn't seem like the leader. I mean, if you're, I get what you're saying when you're talking about a guy like Giovinco that just completely takes over a game.
And let me just tell you this, Daryl. Giovinco has set the bar here now for professionalism. For every single designated player in the league, I would say Robbie Keane fits in that category too. The guys that do it each week, in and out, consistently, that play every moment like it's their last game, these guys are setting the bar. I love it.
Kaká, when he was here, was pretty incredible, but I don't know how he's done for the whole year. I don't follow close enough. I follow the Dynamo close. I don't know how he's been all year, but, man, you can tell he was electric when he was here. My question for you is for the Dynamo and the future of Will Bruin, because it seems to me like actually they've brought in some pretty interesting young strikers, one with a very big name that I haven't been impressed with. I've been to every game since Kubo's been here, and I haven't really seen anything that sticks out to me as him being kind of a game-changing player. And Will Bruin, you know, for his funky as he looks sometimes, has been a pretty productive player over the last 5 or 6 years. So I was curious about your thoughts on the future of the striker position for the Dynamo.
Well, that's a great question, Matt. And Owen Coyle's going to address it. I'll address it here, just giving you my humble opinion. Thank you very much for the call, Matt. Real quick here, before we go to break, just a reminder. Look, Will Bruin has had, I think, an excellent season. I think he has platformed his game, his maturity, his professionalism absolutely has gone up this year, 100%. looks to me more like a leader, looks like an edgier, more determined soccer player. I think he hit the comfort zone maybe a little bit in Major League Soccer. But we'll talk more about that. In the case of Kubo Torres, he still has some off-field things going on in Mexico that I think has really played a part in him not getting off to the start you would want from a designated player. I think he's an extremely talented player. I think there's a lot that can be gotten out of him in the future. But I think there's a lot more going on in that young man's life. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. Daryl, you're going to be up first. 713-780-3776 is the number. Quick word here for Bud Light. Soccer fans, Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. They remind you to get over each and every Tuesday to this program on ESPN975.com. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We break. 7-Up and a Bud Light break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight I picked the, I did this on a flight from St. Louis, the break music. This is Gary Clark Jr. If you like the blues. So we got a mix of a number of different things here tonight. You'll hear a little electronica coming up in the future. You'll hear a few other things. But this is Gary Clark Jr., a tremendous guitar player. Does a great cover of Jimi Hendrix's Third Stone from the Sun. I want to tell you a quick little story here. First, a quick word here for... let's go with Amigo Energy right here. Amigo Energy reminds you that while November 1st is daylight savings time, it's always a good time to save on electricity. Now, Amigo Energy has a featured product this month. It's called Assurance 24. Now, this is a program that offers a single all-in rate, all usage levels, no customer service or payment fees. You like saving money? So do I. This is the way to do it with Amigo Energy. By the way, first jersey sponsor for the Houston Dynamo, Amigo Energy. This program is ideal for apartments, anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity. So if you're tired of getting these low usage fees and getting hit with those or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, well, guess what? Assurance 24. That's Assurance 24 is a program for you. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today or call 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Sign up for electricity savings today. Our thanks to Amigo Energy. We're going to get to Daryl in a second here, who wants to continue on the discussion of Clint Dempsey and healthy pressure, and has he been worth the investment for Seattle? 713-780-3776 is the number. But first, quick little story here. So I went to do a college game this weekend at the University of Missouri for ESPNU. When I got in to rent my car, I go to National Car Service, National Car Rental. Never has this happened to me before. And this is a shout-out, and I think he's listening tonight from St. Louis. Stan the Man. Stan has got this GPS song. He's a blues guy. He busts out into the GPS song and sings the GPS song to me before I get my rental car. And the man can sing. So the video's posted over at Soccer Matters on Facebook. Go over and check Stan the Man out. He is awesome, super nice guy, but a great blues singer. I forgot to bring the CD tonight. We're going to play the full song, but I'll play it next week when we come back in, Tyler. But Stan the Man, if you're out there listening, thank you for that great impromptu music. The blues, we love the blues. That little Gary Clark Jr. was in homage to you. But go over and check the video out, because, man, this guy's got style. And it's over at Facebook Soccer Matters. Also, podcasts of this show, Tyler, remind everybody where it's at.
That would be on podcastarena.com.
Podcastarena.com. Scroll down there, and you will see the Soccer Matters program logo there. It's where you get Soccer Matters and Dynamo All Access. All the podcasts are there. Get over there, podcastarena.com, and also on iTunes. All right, let's go to the phone lines and Daryl. Daryl, what is on your mind tonight? Daryl, thank you very much for calling the program.
Big fan of the show. Good evening.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to comment on the Clint Dempsey. I think... I think 100%. I think he's been worth the investment, not only for Seattle Sounders, but the MLS in general. I would call myself a casual fan. I'm really into the World Cup and everything. I used to play soccer when I was a kid, but right now I would say I'm the big three sports fan first and foremost: basketball, football, and baseball. And I think stars like Clint Dempsey is needed to take soccer to a different level. My kids play soccer, and the only way I just think it's neat when they could actually see their soccer stars in person, like they could when he came down to Houston last weekend or so. So I think he's definitely worth the investment. He may not be getting the goals like some of the bigger stars in soccer, but I think for as far as the league and the franchise, I think it's a no-brainer.
Look, if he starts lighting it up and Seattle goes and wins the MLS Cup and goes on a run, which I don't think is going to happen, they just don't look urgent enough. We'll see what they do in their final game. Then he's worth the investment on the field. I mean, I think we can differentiate between on the field and off the field. There's no doubt when he came back, there was a lot of bang. There was a lot of media, sold a lot of jerseys. I don't think there's any question. The man's an incredible soccer player. I don't think there's any question, hands down. But I think what I was pointing out in this article, which is titled, "Has Clint Dempsey Been Worth the Sounders Investment?" And it's written by a Seattle Times staff reporter, Matt Pence. They're talking about on-the-field stuff, which, you know, yes, he's been hindered by an injury, but he's scored only one goal since May. And he's making $4.6 million. So as any fan in any sport, what happens? People relate highest-paid player, designated player with, hey, you got to produce. And that's why I think people have gone a little cold on Kubo Torres. And I'm not sure everybody knows the story about the allegations from a young lady in Mexico. I don't think everybody understands the fact that he didn't play a lot for Chivas before coming here. He's an excellent soccer player. Okay, I've seen him score goals in MLS for a poor team. No Mexican player has ever scored as many goals in the league. And by the way, Owen Coyle, the Dynamo, let him go back to Olympic qualifying with Mexico, and he scores four goals, and he leads them. So that's what we got there. So I think, you know, designated player and amount that players get paid in the mind of the fan, that means they've got to produce the most. And that's just the way it goes. I think it's healthy. I think the article is very healthy. I think Clint Dempsey's not losing any sleep over the article because, without a doubt, he's been lauded and criticized playing in the Premier League, which arguably is the greatest league in the world. He's a big boy. Anything else, Daryl?
No, that's it. I appreciate the show. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. How about this from St. Louis after I just talked about Stan the Man? Stan the Man is on the line. Stan, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Glenn? How you doing, man?
Stan, you know what? I forgot the CD. I was going to play it tonight, but I'm going to have to play it next week. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I really appreciate you giving me some feedback on the air, man. That really helped me out, man. Well, I really appreciate
it. I posted.
Man.
That's
exciting, man.
Stan, did you ever go over to the Facebook page, Soccer Matters, like I told you? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I thank you, man.
I mean, you got ladies over there going, this guy's the cutest. I mean, Stan, it's happening, my man.
Yeah, I shared it on Facebook.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I put it all on my page. Man.
I got to tell you, I had a smile on my face when I heard you singing, and obviously you're a musician, but I never thought I was going to go into National Rental Car and get a tune busted out to me, and thank God I had the smarts to put you on video.
Yeah, I try to do that, man, to try to, you know, get people to check out my song and, you know, get it out there, you know, get the name out there. And that's, you know, I don't have a record deal or anything like that, so hey, that's my way of networking, you know.
Well, you also put a lot of smiles on people's faces, because of the way you sing and the way you move, it was awesome. I was really tickled pink the whole way. I drove to Columbia, Missouri. I was thinking about, man, that was awesome with Stan. All right, Stan, bust out a couple. Give us a chorus or two here. Come on, real quick, impromptu.
Your love, baby, is like a GPS. Yeah.
Awesome, Stan. That's the GPS song. Wait, Your Love is like a GPS. Yes. I better get the title right.
Yo Love, Y-O Love is like a GPS. They can get it on iTunes. It's also on YouTube, Spotify. It's on all of the stores on the internet, man.
Stan, you are a superstar. Buddy, thank you again for the great blues. And I promise you, I'm going to play Your Love is Like a GPS next week.
Hey, I appreciate that, Glenn. Thank you so much, man.
All right, Stan. Hey, by the way, I'm coming through St. Louis again. So I'll see if you're there when I come to rent my car again.
Hey, send me a text, man, you know, on Facebook or Messenger. Let me know when you're coming.
Next Wednesday. I might get another tune out of you.
Hey, for sure.
All right, Stan. Thank you very much.
I'll take care of you when you come, all right?
You got it. Thanks, Stan.
All right. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
All right. That's Stan the Man. Your Love is Like a GPS. It's an awesome song, and if you want to see Stan in action singing it, I didn't know he was going to bust this out. And, I mean, he's good. It's over on the Facebook Soccer Matters as well. As the Clint Dempsey article that we're talking about here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. So were you at the Dynamo Seattle game? Your thoughts on the final home game? It was pretty cool to see that Craig Weibel and some of the old Pat Onstad both came back. That was nice. But it's a year of transition with a new coaching staff, a new structure with a general manager. And it was a big ask to get into the playoffs this year. I don't think there's any question. So with the first year of the Dynamo, one game away, we'll do the final game on Root Sports. You can join Eddie Robinson and I Sunday night. Dynamo will go to Vancouver. But are you excited about what's happened this year, the move forward? Are you excited about more change coming? Are you excited about a young talent like Mauro Manotas from Colombia? Who stays, who goes? Transition can be uncomfortable. Five players out of contract. Kofi Sarkodie, Will Bruin, Tyler Derrick, Shannon Williams, and Ricardo Clark. Who stays and who goes? A number of those guys have had some pretty good seasons right there in that group I just mentioned. But a lot of these moves will also come down to the salary cap and how Owen Coyle and Matt Jordan want to build this team. It's not simply if you want to retain a player, but you retain a player at what wages? Against the salary cap. 713-780-3776. Tough decisions will have to be made here. It all comes down to the plan the Dynamo have going forward. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Enrique. I believe we have Enrique. Enrique, what's on your mind tonight? Thanks for calling the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. Long time and a couple of time callers. So I just wanted to touch on, you know, what can, get fans into the seats more. And I guess one thing in particular for me, I don't know if other fans feel this way or not, I just wish there was a new ownership. It doesn't have to be local, but just not the same ownership as the LA Galaxy. I feel like we've been second fiddle the whole time. And, you know, they just give us, you know, not the product that we deserve as a city being put on the field. I enjoy the team we have now, but I think it could be a lot better. And it just rubbed me the wrong way the way it ended up in the finals a couple of seasons ago. You know, so I guess that's just pretty much what I.
Well, let me just say one thing. The Dynamo also have other owners, Gabriel Brenner and Oscar De La Hoya. They have resources, okay? They have resources. I do think local ownership down the road is a big piece of the Houston Dynamo. You need local ownership. You need that. It brings a lot of other elements. I think that's going to be the lifeblood, actually, one day of this soccer club. And I look at some of the teams that do have local ownership, the Portlands, the Seattles, the Kansas Cities. There just seems to be something different there. They're not absentee. They're there. They're around. The owners are visible. They're connected. You know, the visibility of Oscar De La Hoya never happened. I mean, he was in Houston. I was at the Canelo fight. Oscar never made his way. I didn't see Oscar anywhere doing any. I see Oscar on, you know, with all due respect, and I love Oscar De La Hoya. What a boxer he was. But, you know, that never really materialized. And I think fans are craving that.
Yeah,
they're craving
that local
feel. They're craving this team to be global like our city. There's a fire in the belly that has not been unleashed. And one day it will be unleashed. And hopefully it's sooner than later.
Yeah, I agree.
And by the way, that's healthy. This is good. This means there's amazing possibility here with all the good that's been done already.
Yeah, I think it needs to be touched on a little more, just so they know how we feel as a
But that's up to you, the fans. If you guys are going to sit on your hands and you're not going to bring up the real topics about the Houston Dynamo, the things that are really on your mind, if you're going to sit on your hands, it's not going to happen. And back to butts and seats. That's losing money when we come on the air and there's nobody in seats. The perception is reality, okay?
Yeah.
When ESPN comes on, and you can tell me, oh, they're at the concession stand and all that stuff. the stadium was half full at its best this past weekend. And when they come on the air, and when we come on, Eddie Robinson and I en route, there's orange seats, empty. And for the casual person who's talking about relevancy next to the Rockets, the Astros, and the other professional sports teams in this town, it goes out the window with that image.
Yeah, but so many seasons that we were on the winning streak and, you know, the four championships and the seats were filled, and I really don't think we have anything to show for it. Yes, we do have promising players, but, like, say the designated player, he hasn't panned out yet like we were hoping
for. Well, we got to give that one a little time because some unforeseen things happened, I think, with that one.
Yeah, I would have preferred somebody like not say Chicharito, but somebody kind of a little bit more known.
Gio DeSantos?
Yes.
Your favorite exactly. LA Galaxy got them. Well, listen. I like the bet on Kubo because I think he's a tremendous soccer player. He's extremely young, and youth is king, I think. The Dynamo are trying to young up this team. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now they're going to have to find a couple of pieces that help in the leadership department. I hope there's a real thrust and importance placed on getting a number 10 and having a real threat. I mean, from a tempo dictating type of player out of the middle of the field. Ricardo Clark has scored 8 goals. He's turned into, in the back end of the season, the Dynamo's primary goal scorer.
Right.
But we need somebody in front of him that I think can dictate a game, can control a game, can make those decisions that win you games that you don't deserve to win, maybe.
No, right on. One last question, out of curiosity. Do you notice in home games when the stadium is more packed, do the TV ratings fall? Does that change at all?
No, but I have actually talked to Root, and there have been a couple of nights where we have gotten some ratings that they've been happy about. So that's also a good sign.
That's good.
Yeah. Listen, it's a long way to go to catch up to the other sports, but there are a lot of promising factors here. We are Houston, Texas. We do have people who thrive and love the game from all over the world that are still potentials out there.
Yep.
All right, Enrique, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that. Let's hit Omar. Omar, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to pretty much retouch on what Enrique said.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you want to get more butts in the seat in the stadium, a good example would be like the Chicago Fire. I mean, the biggest untapped market here for me would be the Hispanics, you know, Mexican people. You go and get like a Cuauhtemoc Blanco, and the home teams they have, the home games they have here, the USA versus Mexico, most of the crowd in the stadium is Mexicans. And I think
I understand your point. I think that we have to get the Latino more involved in this team. We have to. It's part and parcel of the future. I think it's almost a corporate responsibility to do that. It doesn't have to be Cuauhtemoc Blanco. And by the way, to get Cuauhtemoc Blanco or Gio DeSantos is not the easiest thing in the world. Sometimes we make it seem like it's so particularly easy. You've got a very marketable young kid who unfortunately didn't get his entree into this market the way we want. He will have opportunity in the future. Let's hope that everything gets cleared up with with Kubo Torres. He has an excellent Olympics next summer. That can boost his profile here in Houston. And, of course, the Dynamo have to have a comprehensive marketing plan for this kid as well to back him up. It's not just, you know, organically, you know, I think we have to work to get back the Latino fan here in Houston. Omar, I got to take a break. We're up on a hard one here. Thank you very much for your phone call here tonight. Real quick, Daspit Law Firm working 24/7. They are Houston personal injury attorneys, 18-wheeler accidents, boat, car, to wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. 888-273-1045, DaspitLaw.com. Our thanks to the two best soccer-watching spots in Houston. It's Bar Munich on Louisiana, and over in West University, it is the Gorgeous Gale. We'll take a break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, reminder, Bar Munich, the Gorgeous Gale, great soccer-watching spots. You might want to take the Mancurian Derby in at both of those places. This is a really cool song. I don't know if you've ever heard it before. Quick word here before we get to Paul Tenorio of the Orlando Sentinel. Amigo Energy reminds you November 1st is daylight savings time, but it is also electricity saving time for Amigo Energy. And Amigo Energy wants you to get ready to rumble. This month's featured product is Assurance 24. The program offers single all-in rate at all usage levels. No customer service or payment fees. Program ideal for apartments or for anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity like me. So if you're tired of getting hit with low usage fees or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, well, Assurance 24. That's Assurance 24. Is the program for you. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and roll today, or 888-995-9299, 888-995-9299. Get your electricity savings through Amigo Energy, amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Straight to Paul Tenorio of the Orlando Sentinel. Paul, thank you very much for calling in on short notice.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Glenn.
Yeah, so let's just get your overall take. Now, I came down this year to do one of the ESPN games of the week. It was a big day for you guys, 40,000-plus. You beat the LA Galaxy. Just how about your overall perception now on this first season in Major League Soccer for Orlando City?
You know, I think they learned a lot in this first year, as to be expected. I mean, as an expansion team, they had a lot that they had to figure out, a lot. They had to build an entire team, an entire roster from scratch. Obviously, they went through a lot of injuries. They probably had one of the biggest injuries that they really couldn't have afforded, which was Kevin Molino being lost for the year. And I think now you're coming down to the final week of the season and realizing that they're probably going to miss the playoffs due to goal differential. I think there's a huge emphasis that they realize now more than ever that every result from March through October matters. Every goal from March through October matters. I mean, you can look at the Vancouver and DC United games in March that they lost 1-0 on goals after the 90th minute. And you can look at July and August when they were losing games 5-0, 4-0, 3-0, and things were slipping away and they were giving
But
up
isn't that something every team that doesn't make the playoffs, Paul, is going to say? I mean, that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's every team that doesn't make the playoffs. But I think that this was a roster that was built with a lot of guys without MLS experience. And I think that next year, some of those players are going to recognize that this is a league where you can't afford to drop points at all. And guys like Darwin Serén, who has been probably Orlando City's most consistent player and best player, was the same one who gave up the fouls late in those games in March that led to the game-winning goal. So you can see the lessons taking hold. But this was a big, big learning year for Orlando City. And I think overall they'll probably have to be happy with the fact that they took it all the way down to the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I've always felt the way MLS is structured, it's a fallback position, you know, because everybody can always go during the doldrums of June and July. We can make it up. We'll get in the playoffs. It's the only thing I don't like, that there's not enough stress, pressure, and healthy pressure on the regular season sometimes. And even though everybody always says, well, you know, we're focused, we're really trying to get points all year long, I just think it's sort of built in to get people to relax and teams to relax. But I think it's a good point. Bottom line is these guys have gotten a lot of great experience. How about the run as of late with Kyle Larin and the team winning so many games here at the end here? It really has gotten everybody in Orlando excited.
Yeah, I mean, I think you see what this team is capable when they're playing good soccer and when they're healthy. I mean, obviously, this last game, they were without Brekci and Kaká due to yellow card accumulation, but I don't think it's a coincidence that they rattled off the first four wins when Brekci was back. You know, they were really lacking some offensive options. I think Carlos Rivas, you know, just 21 years old out of Colombia, took a lot of time to adjust, and his ability up the left side has really opened things up for Kyle Larin. And obviously, I don't think anyone would have guessed that Kyle Larin at 20 years old was going to come in his rookie season and score 17 goals. So that's been a really, really big development for Orlando City and how it thinks about building this team going forward.
He's Paul Tenorio. Go ahead, Paul.
Sorry, certainly it's been an exciting final few weeks of the season, and it's given a little bit of hope after what was a terrible, terrible July and August.
Paul, talk about the relevancy of Orlando City in that market.
It's huge. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think I've seen anything like it in my years covering MLS or being on the road in MLS. Certainly the game day experience in Portland and the game day experience in Seattle is way up there, but the way that this city has totally embraced Orlando City, you know, 7 days a week, you go to any business, you drive anywhere, you see Orlando City magnets. I mean, it is arguably, I would say, probably the most popular professional sport here, obviously just the Magic really to deal with. You know, UF and FSU football, college football, it's a big, big thing here in Central Florida, but I would say Orlando City right now owns the city of Orlando as a professional franchise, and I think that's pretty unique in MLS.
Man, that's a wonderful observation from you. Paul, remind people where they can get your writings, because I think you're excellent. We're going to cut it short tonight because of time, but I want to get you back on. I hopefully we can get on and talk about healthy pressure a little bit more in the future. Is that okay?
Yeah, sounds good. You can always follow me on Twitter at Paul Tenorio and all my writing on OrlandoCentral.com.
Paul, you're a gem. You're doing a great job. I appreciate it. I love reading your stuff. I'll call you again, and we'll get you back on hopefully next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, Paul. That's Paul Tenorio of the Orlando Sentinel. Does a great job covering Major League Soccer. We talked about that here tonight. All right, we'll take a break here. We got a lot more to come. Interviews are coming up next with Owen Coyle, Santino Quaranta, and Craig Burley. We'll take a break. 7-Up break. Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Amigo Energy, Daspit Law Firm, 7-Up, Bud Light, The Gorgeous Gale, and Bayern Munich. The Gorgeous Gale and Bayern Munich. Those are your soccer-watching spots. We'll take a break.